the whole, the violin.
8-year-old Dion Searles is a third grader at Camden Street School in Newark Central Ward, one of 7 schools in the district to receive a share of the 250 brand new instruments donated through the VH1 Save the Music Foundation. At Camden Street School, students in grades K through 4 will now be able to learn to play the violin.
I never, ever, ever in my life used the real guitar or violin or tuba, nothing like that. It feels 100% good, and plus I'm really excited.
The VH1 Save the Music Foundation is a nonprofit that aims to restore music education programs in public schools. Since its inception in 1997, the group has donated $53 million worth of new instruments to more than 2,000 public schools. Chiho Findler is Senior Director of Programs and Policy for the foundation. Findler says the benefits of music education are astounding, adding that exposure to instrumental music programs has a positive effect on academic performance, self-expression, and self-esteem. But as schools across the nation increasingly face budget cuts, Findler says music is often the first thing to go.
You know, my parents were able to purchase instruments and, you know, pay for the lessons and stuff like that. I think in many cases, many kids across the country do not have that luxury, right? But it's really not the luxury, it's the rights. Everybody should have that opportunity.
The Newark Public School System serves more low-income students than any other district in New Jersey, and a majority of its K-8 schools do not have instrumental music programs. Something actor and singer Algie Smith says motivated him to make an appearance for the unveiling of the instruments.
When they go home, we don't know what type of outlet they have, and that's not their parents' fault, it's just circumstance. And so to be able to come to school and have an expressive outlet is something that can take your mind off anything else. For me, music allows me to just zone out completely. So if I can imagine them doing the same thing, then that's extremely important.
Senior Director of Programs and Policy for Save the Music, Chiho Findler, says this is only the beginning. Over the next 5 years, more than half of Newark's public schools will receive $60,000 each for new musical instruments and programming.
38 schools in the city of Newark public school system do not have the instrumental music programs. So really, it's our hope that together with everybody, by the end of hopefully the 5-year journey, every single child in the district, no matter which school they go to, have an opportunity.
Local arts organizations such as the New Jersey Performing Arts Center and the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra are also joining in the effort by providing free tickets to students and families to attend their events, as well as coaching opportunities by professional musicians. But for these kids, the instruments alone are the high note of the new school year. In Newark, I'm Alexandra Hill, WBGO News.